Okay, so last time we started by laying out the basic three approaches of the relationship between the obligation of lighting Hanukkah candles to having a house. And we know that there's three basic models, right? One is to assume that the obligation devolves upon the house, and without a house, you're not obligated at all. The opposite extreme is to say that the obligation devolves on the individual. And therefore, even without a house, you would be chayev. And the third possibility is that the chiyuv does devolve on the person, but definitional to the placement of the menorah is that it is next to a house, and therefore, without a house, you cannot fulfill the mitzvah. The nafkamina between the two house centered approaches is that if you think you need a house in order to be chayev at all, the house is definitional to the mitzvah, not just to where you perform the mitzvah. If you don't have a house, presumably you are not chayev to buy a house, you're just exempt. Whereas if you think that the chayev devolves on the person, but you need a house in order to fulfill the mitzvah, so then ostensibly you should be obligated to buy a house or rent a house or something, or haven't gotten there yet. Okay, now if you want afterwards, I did not realize, but Rishmol David had picked up Rav Rimon Svarim, many of Rav Rimon Svarim, and put it over there. So what? Okay, fine, but one of the things Rav Rimon is really good with is he's really good at organizing, and one of the nice things he does is charts. So if you get lost, and if you want to look at his chart, you can look at his chart, and that will be very helpful. Now he notes, and I'll run through some other positions quickly that fall within these positions. So, for example, Tosfos seems to raise both possibilities on the sugya of roe. I know one of the shiurim is doing roe, not Rice Clark, or Shmuel David. Right? So the Gemara says that if you're not going to light that night, you're not going to light menorah that night. So then when you see menorah, you say, right? Oh, good. So Tosfos there says that why do we only do it, right? So this is Tosfos and Sukkah Membav. He says, why? Why do we only have a bracha on menorah by saying, why not lulav, right? I'm not going to shake a lulav. So when I see someone else's lulav, I make some sort of bracha. Why don't I do that? So he says, b'shar mitzvah gon lulav v'sukkah lo takin levarech l'roa. By other mitzvah, they don't command you to make a bracha when you see it. El gabi ner Chanukah. Possibility one, mishum chavivut anes. So possibility one is simply because the mitzvah is particularly beloved. Possibility two is gav mishum sheish kama b'nei adam she'ein lahem batim v'ein b'adam l'kayim a mitzvah. Alternatively, there are many people who don't have houses and therefore they can't fulfill the mitzvah. V'tam rishon nicha. But the first mitzvah, the first reason makes more sense, the lotikshilei mimezuzah, because otherwise you would have a question from mezuzah, and you would have, right, if it wasn't tied to a house as mezuzah, then you would say that by mezuzah as well, if you didn't have a house, you should make a bracha al riyat mezuzah. What? This is Tosfot. No, this is Tosfot. What I just read is Tosfot. This is Tosfot. I just read you a Tosfot. Right? So what you see is that the two answers in Tosfot divide along these lines, right? Where the first answer in Tosfot says, fundamentally, it is parallel to lulav, which is clearly a mitzvah that devolves on the person. It's just that it's a more beloved mitzvah. The second answer, which compares it to mezuzah, makes it clear that it's fundamentally on the bayit. Right? And that's why he rejects it, because he says, if it was about the bayit, then mezuzah should have a bracha of re'iyah, and it does not, which proves that that lighting Hanukkah candles is more like lulav than it is like mezuzah, meaning it's on the person and not on the house. Now, Rashi, in the context of the Birchat HaRoah, quotes Rav Yitzchak ben Yehuda in the name of Yaakov, Dlohuskika bracha zu elami shelo hidlik beveto adayin. This bracha is needed for someone who didn't light in his house. Oh, Yoshev Bismina. Or someone who is on a boat. So you'll say, well, why on a boat? Right? Why on a boat? Why does a boat get you out of the mitzvah. Oh, I did put it on the sheet. I thought I put these on the sheet, and then I realized it's just because these are two-sided. Right. Right. That was number, right. What I just read was 13, 14, and 15.
Oh.
Right. I knew I put it on this sheet and just, it was on the back. Right. Yeah. 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 Right. And Rashi there had said, I just skipped for a moment to 13, 14, and 15. Right. So according to Rashi, you're not chayav unless, right, so the reason that you wouldn't be able to fulfill it is if you are, this is where I keep track of what I'm at, is you wouldn't be able to light it yourself, and therefore you'd have to make a bracha of re'iyah, is because you're on a boat, right? Which makes it clear that he thinks two things, that it's not that a boat is not a house, and you need a house, right? And therefore, according to Rashi and Tosfot, it seems clear that you need a house to fulfill the mitzvah. According to Rashi, yes. According to Rashi, a boat is not a house. According to Rashi, a boat is not a house. We'll get to it. According to Rashi, a boat is not a house.
And I put it on the land, no. And I consider it my residence.
Yeah, stop. Okay. For now, stop. Okay, so you see that Rashi, Tosfot both line up along the position that that it is a mitzvah on the... Well, Rashi thinks it's a mitzvah on the house. Tosfot is two positions, right? Now, which Rishonim, right? We'd set out the models of the Achronim because they make it clear, but which Rishonim make it very clear that it is a mitzvah on the individual, not the house. So I thought I put this, but I did not. The Ran makes it very clear. The Ran just says, in the context of a reyach, that why is it that a guest is chayev? Right, that's another test case. Right, is the case of a guest.
Oh, right. He has to do a buy-in.
So he has to do a buy-in. Right, that's the halacha. And the Ran says, well, why does he even need to do a buy-in? Delo tema din ner chanukah gedin mezuzah. Don't tell me it's like mezuzah. The chomishen lo bayit patur min mezuzah. It's not like a guest. Yeah. Needs to buy in to the owner's house.
I thought it was a Hebrew word.
No, buy in. Like he needs to buy in. So he makes it very clear that the mitzvah is, right, not like mezuzah, right? One second, right? It's fundamentally different than mezuzah. And the Kolbo makes this point as well with someone who has two houses and by guess. And again, he says, v'lo dami l'mezuzah, right? That the difference in mezuzah. Right, he says it's very simple. By mezuzah, you need to put it on every door. And by Hanukkah, you don't, right? And he makes it clear because it's fundamentally different than mezuzah. And it devolves on the person, right? Yes.
I'm a little bit confused about the nature of the mitzvah because you do make a bracha when you put it up, right?
Yeah, so.
Right. So, but like, so when somebody else moves into the house and the mitzvahs are still up, that the person that moves in doesn't get any. Does he get a mitzvah?
Of course he does. You have to put it up and make a bracha then. That's the ma'isa mitzvah. Yeah, of course. Of course he does. Of course he does. You think you only get schar when you put it up?
Do you get schar just for living in a house?
Of course you do. No, you take them down. If non-Jews... No, you're supposed to take it down. You're supposed to take it down.
Really, they're kind of expensive.
They're really not expensive, but okay.
The scroll?
Well, I don't think that's fair, because they're hard to write.
Yeah, that's true. I literally asked my
How much is a scroll? How much is a scroll here? In America, like, at least 40, 50 bucks.
Oh, that's weird. Okay.
Because they live in New York. They, like, don't look like the actual...
Yeah, well, that's weird. Okay, fine. So, now, how do we poskin? So this is not... So, again, I'm going to skip around a little bit here. So how do we poskin? So, like, is it an obligation on the house or not? So this is a machloket how we paskin. So many people believe that Shulchan Aruch paskins, it's on the bayit. So if you look at number 6, now we're going back in order. Isha madleket ner Chanukah. Sha'af hi chayevet ba. Aval medlika chereshot vekatan lo asa klum. Val v'bishanicha gadol. V'yesh mishe omer bekatan jigel chinuch mutar. So he says a woman can light the Ner Chanukah because she's obligated, but a chereshot vekatan, a deaf person, a person who lacks sufficient legal knowledge, not a great way to translate shote, but okay, a katan, a child, can't light it. However, his second position is that a child can. Right? That a child can. Now, why should a child be allowed to light? What's the problem? Now, the Ramah says, we don't call echo b'nei abayin matlik b'fanaz v'katan shegi lechne v'sarach lahad like gamkein. Right? The Ramah says, the minhag Ashkenaz is that everyone in the house lights. So according to that, it's not novel that the kid lights. The novelty is in Shulchan Aruch, because Shulchan Aruch thinks only one person lights, and he raises the possibility that the child is fulfilling the obligation for everybody. So how could that be? Right? So how could that be? So the Be'er Halacha says... Yeah, that Shulchan Aruch must say, "Umash Amar to come matlika lo biko beitai," because the point is he's lighting it in his house. Minesh lo ayaz beveito, because the father is not in the house. The ikur achiyuv munach alabayit. Right, the difference is that by other mitzvot, a child is not allowed to fulfill the mitzvah because it's a mitzvah that devolves on the person, and the katan is a child, and he doesn't have the level of obligation as the adult parent. However, menorah is on the house. Now, the Mishnah Brura notes that he thinks you should be machmir because in other areas of halacha, we do not allow the katan to do it, like Megillah. So in 8, he says, Hine lefi ma shesatama mechaber b'tzim tafresh bet bet masma maizah ein lismoch shiakatan yachal otziya badla katol gedolim. The Mishnah Brura says, well, since the Shulchan Aruch doesn't allow a katan to read the Megillah, so he shouldn't be allowed to read, to light the menorah. And the Magen Avram in 9 says, V'dokhak lechalik b'zen Megillah Ner Chanukah. It's very hard to distinguish between Ner Chanukah and Megillah. Now, if you say it's hard to distinguish between Ner Chanukah and Megillah, what does that show you the Magen Avram believes?
That the halakha regarding the two are
the same because they both presumably demol on the person. Right? I'm so confused. What are you talking about?
It's a completely different thing.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Katan. Correct. No. Again, you didn't listen to anything I said. Shulchan Aruch said that Shulchan Aruch holds that only one person lights. Holds, right? Deals with the question of whether a child can light, and he has two positions. The Ramah, who says everybody lights, says obviously kids can light, but they're not lighting for you. The fact that kids can light is not novel. Kids perform a lot of mitzvah because of chinuch. The point is, can a kid perform the mitzvah for you, the adult? Right? When you say that young girls light Shabbos candles, they're not lighting it on behalf of the family. Right? The issue here is on behalf of everybody else. So you see in the Mishnah Berurah and the Magen Avram that they reject this notion. They assume that because they are driven to equate Megillah and Chanukah, they clearly believe that both of them are mitzvot
on the individual.
The Chacham Tzvi in number 10 says, Ma bein Chanukah shepasuk the katan shegi lechinuch motzi et agadol lepurim shepasuk uzal kachol shara poskim shafik yelechinuch eini motzi et arabim yidei chovato. He says, why is it that, right, he says, wait a second. Take Shulchan Aruch on his own terms. Shulchan Aruch says that a kid cannot read the Megillah for Rudy. But a kid can light the menorah for Rudy, specifically Rudy's kid. Right? We're talking about... Well, right now I'm talking about your kid. Fine? Your kid. The one of them was not bar mitzvah yet. Because if it was an adult, it wouldn't be a kiddush, okay? Your 11-year-old. Yalla? Okay, good. I'm happy. Your 7-year-old already knows Rudy Megillah. Okay, good. But you don't want him playing with fire, so 9. Okay, Shara. Okay. So the Chacham Tzvi says, I disagree with it. There's a very easy reason why Shulchan Aruch says that a kid can't fulfill your mitzvah in Megillah, but he can in Ner Chanukah. And that is, Shuva. Svirale de Bechanukah kaven de lava karpafta de gavra mutal chiva adlaka. Because of Chanukah, the chiv is not on the person. El mikol b'nei abayit madlik b'dachatzer v'shuv ein shum chiv al shum ekan mikol b'nei abayit. They all have an obligation to make sure it's lit at the door of your house. But once it's lit at the door of your house, you're done, right? And he says that's why it's different, because kriyat ha-megillah mutal kol echad ve'echad, right? Megillah is on each individual. Likrot o lishmo ha-megillah, to either read it or hear it. So then, ein ha-katan after yegi le-chinuch motzi ha-rabim v'chiluk zeh mitkabel al adat. And this distinction makes a lot of sense to me. Okay. So, if you want a nice little chart here, here's Rav Rimon's chart. Beautiful chart, right? And he says very simply, okay? So possibility one is that you are only allowed a light in a house for one of two reasons. Either because, right, the bracha is because the mitzvah is on the house, or it's on the individual, but in a house, right? He notes that this emerges from Rashi, who says that you can't light on a boat. It works with one answer in Tosfot, who says that they made the birchat haroeh, the bracha on seeing candles, for someone who didn't have a house, which both imply that a house is essential. The Pnei Yoshua, again, explains that by saying that the mitzvah is on the house per se. That was what we saw. That's source number four. Others, like the Rav and Chaim Kanievsky, say the obligation on the individual, but it requires a house. And then we'll see which modern poskim poskim like this, right? On the other hand, the Ron and the Kolbo explicitly say the obligation is on the individual, right? And that seems to be what emerges from the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah, who are not willing to distinguish between a katan, right, a child fulfilling your mitzvah in Megillah, and a katan fulfilling your mitzvah in Ner Chanukah. It's either both yes or both no, but they're not different. Right? That's the position of the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, so what are the modern poskim write? So let's run through a few positions, okay? Skip to 17, okay? 17, I put a quote from the Mikrai Kodesh of Ritzvi Pesach Frank, who was the chief rabbi of Yerushalayim. Ritzvi Pesach Frank in the Mikrai Kodesh says, Rashi Sham Haroa Matzati B'Shem Rabbeinu Yitzchak Ben Yehuda Shamar B'Shem Rabbeinu Yaakov. Where he quotes Rashi that the Birchat Haroeh is only for someone who didn't see or is living in a boat. Which means, according to Rashi, you can't light in a boat. Because it must mean that you need a house. And a boat doesn't count as a house. Or Tzvi Pesach Paskins like house, right? Like Rashi. This is the position as well of Shlomo Zalman Orbach, the Tzitz Eliezer. So if you want to look, Tzitz Eliezer here is in. Wow, I gave you a long piece in 20 in it. Right, the Tzitz Eliezer in 21. It is also famously the position of the Marsham. So if you look at the Marsham in 19, look at 19. Okay, again, I know I'm going a little bit fast, but at this point I'm filling in the conceptual model that we set up last time. So look at the Marsham in 19. L'tshuvot mechtavo miyom sheni de Chanukah imutar lahadlik ner Chanukah al ha-rakevet.
On a train.
Right? Are you allowed to ride on a train? Lo matati adavar mivuar. I never found it explicit. Aval misha shelim bad kol olay levei kesachar lo beit dira lechol v'lishan sham v'chayev v'ner chanaka. So he says, well, your room on your, you know, the sleeper train is, you're like a renter. It's your house for the night. So he says, aye, what about Rashi by Svina? Yesh lo mar shayu asvina p'tuchot. That was an open boat. Below Kirui, Varuach, Menashe, below, we get there by a klal. It was an open boat. And an open boat with the wind blowing is not a house. Va'av, I know. Va'av ta'ba, bone, I don't know how to pronounce it in Yiddish. The train. Eno, it's bet. You have sources. So take one. I have extras here.
Are you? Oh. I want you to point it out to me.
What? You're in 19. The ben, bone, I don't know. Bon. Eno omen makom echad. Berochov kemahalech. Lo nimtza v'shum makom jeyitzarach bayit kavua. He says, even though it's moving, it doesn't matter. Because we never found that a house needs to be still. Right? Because the mitzvah is umay nisa. So the Marsham says two things that are important. What does the Marsham say? Good. So what do we learn from the Marsham? We learn two things from the Marsham. We already did that.
When you're on a train, it's like
no, so first of all, he holds. Does he hold you need a house?
Well,
yes. Yes. But what is he? Mechadesh, very good. That what is a house? According to him, and has a roof. Right? That's what we learn, is that you need a roof. Right? And therefore, he thinks a boat, we don't know what else he needs for a house. Right? But we know that he needs a house, but he thinks that a house isn't necessarily a house. All we need so far that we know is a roof.
Would an open window not count?
What?
An open window, like, not...
No, I don't think so, right? He's saying totally open without a roof.
So under a sunroof on the court?
No, it presumably would. That's like a window.
Well, no, so say it like open, you have it open. Does it need to have a ceiling over it now with this distinction? Or like, that's since it's point. Actually
saying,
in a house, it doesn't
he's
matter.
That a house provides shelter.
Now the Aruch HaShulchan, right? The Aruch HaShulchan paskins that you're also chayav on a train, but for opposite reasons. Namely, it's not a house, but you don't need a house. So if you look at 20, right? No, the Marsham, Rashi didn't weigh in on trains.
What? On houses? No, it's halacha
l'mashmi. Yeah, he disagrees with Rashi. Correct.
Yeah.
Fine, but so the Mishnah Berurah is not going to have Ram, what's your point? Right? So the Ran. So he writes in 20, V'nirlefiyadidati, Sherov and Isiyot Mimasilat Barzel, most trips on the train. V'kasha lahadlik sham kayadua, it's hard to light on a train. So he says, the first thing you should do if you're on a train is, Yachol ismoch b'pshitur al beito. Rely on?
Members of your household.
Your house. Shemadlikin sham. Amnam alo lo yiren erot chanakah. However, he said, maybe not, because you won't see them, Chanukah. So, you know what? Maybe so that you'll see it, it's better to light.
For yourself on the train.
Light on the train. He said, on the train, rely on Ner Ishu Beito, because people are less likely to be angry if you're lighting one candle than eight on a moving train. Probably fair. Fine. Please don't try to be Mahadran. Aruch HaShulchan is very practical. He's like, okay. Do not try to be Mahadran. Fine.
Because
Shekain Nisho ain't low by it. And then he says, and especially if you don't have a house, definitely, if you don't have a house, you should light on the train. So he clearly says on the train. Does he mention anything about being a house? No, his whole point is he's contrasting. If you don't have a house, light on the train.
So Rabbi,
right?
So Aruch HaShulchan seems to not need
it. It's not explicit. Seems to not. He definitely says you can light on the train, but he seems not to need
a house.
Okay? Now.
The first part of the Aruch HaShulchan, is he implying that we extend the Misa falls on the person to this whole family?
No, the general halacha is that if you're not home, you have people at home, you're allowed to, they can light on your behalf. That's standard halacha.
So then it's not entirely the person.
No, well, we already said that. The other, neri shubeto even means house or household.
Right.
No, correct. Individual doesn't mean you per se. It's you as part of the household. Correct. 100%. Now, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach also paskins this way. Now, you should know, the idea that it's on a house, this is also, so I gave you Ritzvi Pesach, I gave you the Marasham, but it also appears in Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Rav Avadya Yosef, Rav El Yashiv, right? The simple pshat in the Mishnah Brura is that he doesn't hold that, but Rav Rimo notes that there does seem to be a contradiction between different psakim and the Mishnah Brura. Some places he seems to paskin that you need a house. Some places he paskins that you don't. No, you do one.
Flash it shining the whole plane, right? Or for half an hour, I guess, still.
Is it more annoying than the lights there? I don't know.
No, if I'm saying, think about it, it's dark, right? It's
night. But you can have your light on.
I guess that's true.
Wait, could you use your overhead light?
No.
Why?
Because you need a battery.
We already said, Rishon Zalman wants it to be self-contained.
But the whole plane's a battery.
So now, if you go back to 18 to Moshe Feinstein, right? So now, according, again, guys, we gotta move. So according to the Marsham, what does the Marsham hold? Marsham holds that, remind me, you need a house, but
A train works.
But a train counts as a house. But that means that according to him, if you didn't have a house at all, right, all we know is you can have lower standards for a house. Correct, but according to him, what if you didn't have a house? Good. So look at 18. Rav Moshe Feinstein says, Mi she'en lo bayit klal v'yashin b'chutz. Kegon shenimtza b'midbar, okay? Make it easy. The guy is in a desert. On a sleeping bag. Yes? Good. Are you chayiv? So first he notes, the simple pshat is that according to Rashi, right? So everyone was medayik in Rashi that, well, Rashi says you can't do it on a boat. Right, so doesn't that show that you need a house?
Well, you could try to make the top of your sleeping bag as a roof, per se.
So, oh, good. So he says, first of all, you could say, maybe Rashi just assumes that on a boat you don't have candles. Or whatever. Right?
Because we're already talking about a boat without a roof. I'm already assuming just like a flat raft.
Even a lot of times, boats like rock with current, so that could easily not get an owner. There's like a million reasons not to let it be. Right. So Ramosha also says Rashi seems to apply it to now. Buy it. Im yesh lo buy it, avei achiv dako v'itov. Im kulan alchum v'itam izalayla v'yusham lekachiv aleim mitzad abayit. Kevan shal yadurusham. Gavon shal yachiv mitzad marayin chshad shudam v'forsam. Shalchum v'itam ashe derech she... etc. So Ramosha also seems to agree. Tzitzil Yezer is quite explicit about this in 21. And he says, "Bnei Adam ayotzim l'tiul b'mei Chanukah. If you travel in Chanukah v'lanim ba'ohel, ohel pnei asadeh, and you live either in an ohel, even in a tent, or on a sleeping bag, are you? What? An ohel is a tent." So he says, I was asked by people, okay? So I'm going to summarize the tzitzel. I'm going to do key lines for you here. Tzitzelier disagrees, right? And he, right, so the tzitzelier comes on the other side and says, no, uledati, look after the ellipsis, nirela hazvir de kavana nabach hu kazot. The chiyuv of lighting is on the person. What? Akarpafta de gavra is on the skull. It's an expression. On each person's head.
Okay.
Right? Aval chiyuv. Right? It's not connected to the chefza. It's not like mezuzah. Right? That's connected to it. Right? And therefore, look at Gimel. Just turn the next page. Al pi amor, muvan de datino temini don shilatenu shemichuyavim ladlig narchanaka gam chim tachat kibar hashamayim. And therefore, I think that you're chayiv even if you're sleeping under the heavens. Kibar hashamayim. The dome of the heavens. Yes.
The heavens. You're sitting outside.
And who does he prove it from? The Aruch HaShulchan, my diuk in the Aruch HaShulchan. By trains, is not mine, it's the Tzitzel Yezer. He says the Aruch HaShulchan, right, never says like the Maharsham that the reason that you're allowed to light on the train is because the train is a house. He just says, you should light because we want you to see it, right? House, like, doesn't come up. He says, do it at your house, maybe you should light on the train so you can fulfill the mitzvah of not just lighting, but seeing. No, the Marsham says you do it on the train because it's a house. The Aruch HaShulchan says you do it on the train so you can see it.
Right, okay.
Right? He never brings up. Now, what does he do with Rashi? So when everyone else rejected, he accepts. He says, I don't buy the diok in Rashi. He says, you know why Rashi thinks that you're like, that you wouldn't have a menorah available on a boat? Because not everyone brings candles onto a boat. Get over yourselves, right? He's like, don't make such a diuk. And then he proves it, if you go to the second to last paragraph, from the Orchot Chaim of Rav Aaron Milunil, who says in Hilchot Chanukah that Mishabab Bisfino Shububet Goyim Madhu Brachor Manichal Shulchano, that someone who's coming in a boat or is in a the house of non-Jews lights and puts it on his table. Velo Dami Lach Sinai. He says it's not like a guest. Because there he fulfills Pirsa Manes. He publicizes the miracle through his host. So what does he say? Which means that it is completely obvious to Rav Aaron of Lunil that you are chayiv on a boat. So the same deal you made in Rashi. He says, first, I think it's a bad diuk. And second of all, Rav Aaron Milunil says,
there is a chiv.
Do it on a boat. And therefore, in Zion, he says, Lazod achra lachabazan nir lefinu dati, shechayavim ladlik nerchanaka kishishinim b'chutz al pnei asadeh, val achat kama kishinim b'ol. So he says, therefore, I think you're chayav, definitely, even when you're sleeping outside, and definitely in a tent, because a tent, there's a second svara to be mechayev you. What's the second reason to obligate you if you are in a tent? Because it maybe for these purposes, a tent is a house, right? Just like the Maharsham did by a boat. And then he gives a svara, and he says, why does it make sense that the bracha, that the mitzvah is not dependent on a house? Because the mitzvah is Pirshumei Nisa. So it has to do with a house. It's about presuming Nisa. It's about publicizing the miracle.
You do it in the middle of a desert where there's no one around.
Right? So what you get here, right, is, so lehalacha, Marsham, Rasubi as a friend, Rasham Osama Orbach, Rabbi Yashiv, say you need a house. Tzitzel Yezer, Aznidbaru, say you do.
I'm noticing that nobody's saying, if it's all about, like, presuming Nisa, then, like, that you need people around.
That may be true also, but so far we're assuming that. Well, let's assume there are people around. Okay? Now, in 22, I gave you a little article from Reitan Schnall. And he brings some of these together. And he says, likewise, purchasing a ticket for, this is now going to air travel. Right? So, purchasing a ticket for overnight air travel may be tantamount to renting a temporary dwelling, where all opinions would agree that one is obligated to light Hanukkah candles. That was the Marsham, right? Correct? Right. The Marsham said that on a Sfina you're chayev because you have a house. Right, so according, if you hold it's on the person, obviously you're chayev. And if you think like the Marsham, so presumably being on a plane would be like being on a train, where it's just a moving house. The problem is it's illegal and dangerous to light a fire on a plane. So, assuming you don't have any other solutions, like you can't light before you leave, you can't get someone else to light in your house, no one else is in your house to light, etc. So, then you seem to be chayev according to both positions, right? Because if you think that it's on the person, you're obligated. If you think it's on the house, this might count as a house. And therefore, the only solution you would have, and therefore I gave you, this is what I quoted for you, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach would instruct individuals in such situations to light battery-operated incandescent flashlights without making a bracha. Now, I don't have to get back to that sugya because we spent the last 2 weeks before we did this sugya on this. However, he notes in the next paragraph that not everyone buys this. Why? Some authorities question the comparison of air travel to the discussion of railway travel. Because today's flights of several hours contrast starkly with the long-distance train travel of earlier generations, as that could span several days or more. Therefore, a plane ticket may not constitute the rental of a temporary dwelling place. Right, so he says, maybe you would argue that what makes something a temporary house is how long do you have it for. So these long overnight sleeper trains is arguably like renting a hotel room, right? So a flight to Australia, Yacholiot, right? But a flight to England, presumably not.
Did we say that we are or are
a flight to Seattle from New York, presumably not. From here maybe.
Did we say that we are or are not?
15, we're getting. We're not yet. If you would like to, we can, but not this second. And he quotes that this position, from... So he says, therefore, a plane ticket may not constitute the rental of a temporary place. As a result, based on the above discussion, overnight travel may actually circumvent one's obligation in the mitzvah of lighting chanukahs altogether, or make proper fulfillment of the mitzvah impossible. Therefore, Poskim recommend avoiding such situations when absolutely necessary. Okay, now, what should the definition of a house be for these purposes if you need a house? So some people assume that it's the same as you have everywhere else in halacha, 4 amot by 4 amot, and I saw over Shabbos that is the assumption taken in Mikrai Kodesh of Rav Moshe Harari, that if you need a house, that the house would be dalet amot by dalet amot, but Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach argues that that's not true.
Dwelling place would be your seat. Is
right. So one second, guys. Rav Shlomo Zalman argued that it's not the case, right? That it's not the case that even if you need a house, the standard is going to be different for Ner Chanukah, for a very simple reason. He thinks that the definition of a house is in every situation halacha. It's not objective. There's not one universal definition. It's context dependent. And therefore, the reason that by sukkah or by mezuzah or ma'akeh, we say that a house needs to be four amot is because those mitzvot are lifetime long mitzvot. Right? I live there. Right? Or a sukkah, it's my house, but at least for a week. And therefore, to make it comfortable to live there and reasonable to live there for a week, that has to be 4 amot by 4 amot. And therefore, the standard of a house is higher.
Oh, okay.
But Hanukkah, where the mitzvah is half hour, people can squish into something smaller for half an hour, right? If forget 4 amot, right? If you just put a chair somewhere and said, listen, you have to sit in this chair and watch stupid videos on YouTube on your phone for 30 minutes, right? There are plenty of guys in the yeshiva, I'm not saying who, plenty of guys in the yeshiva, I could see them very comfortably for a half hour living mamash kacha, right? Right? That was lying down. That doesn't prove anything. Right? But they could sit, right? I would just say, listen, sit in your place. And therefore, Shlomo Zalman argues that even if you need a house, the standard of house must be a much lower definition because it's a house for half an hour, not a house for a week, not a house for a life. So that's in terms of size. What about shape? So the Marsham, as we saw, the only thing that he thinks you need is roof, right? That's the only thing that we know that you need, right?
Sort of like
and therefore he says, so therefore Rav Rimon points out that what about a tent? So a big size tent, according to everyone, would be chayev, right? A small one where you can't really live in, presumably it would not be. Maybe according to Shlomo Zalman, you could argue it would be. I'm not really sure. So he says, you know, there are certain tents in the army that apparently you do.
Probably, like, lie down really close.
Rashid says, not even that. He says there are certain ones of Sayarim, so I don't know exactly what he's talking about, where it's a meter tall and 2 meters wide. Like, it could just be, like, I don't know.
There's space inside to lie down in the center.
Right, or not, or maybe not even to lie down. Right, either, yeah, to lie down, right? But you can't even stand up. Right, or something like that. I don't really know. So then he says, according to those positions, you shouldn't light, or you should light without a bracha because of the subject. Right? Okay. So to summarize what we've seen, again, we saw three models. It's a chiyuv on the person, it's a chiyuv on the house, or it's a chiyuv on a person but he needs a house. We saw that who holds that it's a house? Probably Rashi, unless you think the reason Rashi thinks you can only light, you can't light in a boat is because you don't have candles. But probably Rashi. Tosfot seems to have two positions, one which equates it to mezuzah, which makes it that it's an obligation on the house, and one which equates it to lulav and megillah, which puts it on the individual. The Kolbo explicitly says that, and the Ron say, no, it's on the person. Right? It's clearly on the person. And then there was the middle position of Rabbi Soloveitchik and Rav Chaim Kanievsky, that it's on the person, but they need a house to fulfill it. We saw that in modern, that, Pnei Yeshua Paskins, that you need a house. Marsham, Rashi Pesach Frank, Rashi Mazam Orbach, Rabbi Yashiv, all think you need a house. On the other hand, Sid Tiliezer, Aznidbru say, you do not need a house. And then the second question is, okay, if you need a house, what is a house? So one possibility is whatever a house is and everywhere else in Kol HaTorah Kula. Second possibility is it can be smaller, Shlomo Zalman's suggestion, because it only needs to be a house for half an hour. But the Marsham tells us that it must be a house with a roof. Right? It must be with a roof. Again, the Mikrai Kodesh of Harari assumed that anyone who thinks that you need a house would say that it has to be Dalet Amot by Dalet Amot, like anywhere else in Halacha. So what does that mean for people who are on a boat or on a train or on a plane? So again, on a train, the post can assume that it's fine, or at least they did then, at least when it was long train rides. Planes, which are more common for us, I guess some people do take long trains, but they're definitely not as common. But they happen. I know in Japan, there's a big thing, right? The overnight trains. Right? Japan has much more developed train rails. In America, we do have it. Like, people take it. But they're more expensive than planes. So, like, unless you're like my mother and is scared of planes, so would rather take like twice as long on the train. Most people don't do that. It's like twice the money and twice the, you know, length and whatever. But you don't like planes, so maybe it's worth it. But if you do that, then it's okay, right? Because either you have the Marsham, who says it is your house, or the Aruch HaShalom says you don't need a house. A plane, so here's where it's not so clear, where some say that it's like the argument of the Marsham on a train, where it's basically you've rented the space for the day, so this is your house. On the other hand, it may be less house-like, right? So then what would you do? So again, the ideal is always to make sure you have someone in your house who can light for you, a shliach, your wife, kids, whatever. Or light before you leave. If you can't, so then either you're not chayev because you're not in a house, or you are chayev, but you can't fulfill it because you can't light a fire on a plane. And that's where you have Rosh Zalman's suggestion of the flash battery run incandescent flashlight that will last for half an hour. Now, of course, finding that at this point is basically impossible. So this is all very theoretical. And everyone would agree you don't make a bracha because of so many sveikot piled up on it, both the issue of the house and the issue of the nair. Okay. So that is the issue of that. Let's see, we have 10 minutes left. Good, we have 10 minutes left. We can just eke out the question of time zones, which is the last thing that's going to be relevant on what's it called? What?
Well,
on airplanes, wait, good.
This also applies to
people. So it's 2 days.
Yeah, that it could be on the person or the house.
What? It's two days.
Down on an airplane. Same thing.
One says it's like lulav, it's just that this is more chavim like, mitzvah. The other is comparing to mezuzah. Okay. So very quickly, the issue, guys. So very quickly, the issue of time zones. So in general, right? What's the better solution for someone in a plane? especially a married person, right? Assuming they're not flying with their whole family. Have their wife light. And even if the whole family's traveling, it's either light before they leave, or I've done this for friends, appoint a shliach. Right? So I had a friend, he was flying, so it was very simple. He was leaving his house at 2 in the afternoon. So he just said, okay, be my shliach, and I went to his house and I lit a menorah in his house.
That's interesting.
Right? In his house, yes, not in my house. No, because it's not, that's only if he's in my house. Right? That's a guest, that's a special halacha in guests. Right? So obviously the ideal is either to have a member of your household do it, or secondarily to get a shliach.
Okay.
Right? Right, so if you look at 23, right, we say shame, right, in terms of Birkat Aroa, we say shame adlikin of Beveto, kimidina shishtam adlikin archana veyo, yotzi yidei chobato bad lakata. Right, that when your wife lights, you fulfill the mitzvah, afshu rachal kmibeto. The problem comes up with plane rides specifically, because of time zones. Right? That's the added complexity of planes. So what do we paskin? So I gave you here two makarot. Running out of time. So why don't you start with the Shlomo Zalman, 25. Shlomo Zalman says, doesn't matter. If you're in a case where your wife is home, your kids are home, and they light for you, even if you're in a different time zone and your chiyuv is not now, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. You're still Yotze. Right? So according to Shlomo Zalman, it would be very rare, the case where you have to rely. Now, in the footnotes here, he does know that if you don't have a choice, again, Yadlik Panas, again, I've said this 10 times, right, light the flashlight. He assumes that it's not a problem. In 24, the Mitchazis of Rabbi Yitzchak Weiss was asked this question by Rav Gedalia Felder, who was the Posig of Toronto. I bolded it because I gave this year originally in Reifelder's shul. So his son is now the rabbi, but Rav Gedalia Felder was the previous rabbi.
Toronto.
Yes.
That's the Yiddish spelling.
Right, so he was asked about this, right, that Madlikin Erchanak Veitov Umagom Shadayin Yom Ha'im Yotze Midina. Right, if someone's lighting your house when it's not Chiyuv for you, are you Yotze? So he quotes the Sfat Emet. I'll summarize it. He says, look, his first question, well, you tell me, what should it depend on? Very good. So he says, first of all, it depends on house versus buy it. Because if it's on the buy it, there's much more flexibility. Right? Because you'll say, my chiyuv is in my house. And my house, there is a menorah when it is Zman Chad Lakat Neirot in my house. Good. If you say it's on the goof, so then he says you might think that you can't make a shliach at a time when I am not
there.
Chayav. Right? Because if it's on the gavra, so I'm not chayav right now. How can my wife light for me 6 hours before it's zman? By time I light, right? By time she lights, right? Right? When I'm chayav, there's no fire. Sure, but it's not, but I'm not chayiv now. All right, it's the middle of the day for me. Right? So how could you do it? So after a whole complicated analysis that I want to get into because it's late, he says, L'chein l'mase, yesh l'chavin shalola tzeit bad l'kadishto. He is machmir. Right? He is machmir, and he thinks that if you're not in the same time zone, well, it's not about time zone. It's about you being so far in a different time zone that your zmanei chiyuv don't overlap. Right? It's not like, right? So if I'm 2 hours, I'm even 5 hours different, right? Let's say I'm in London to America, right? Potentially, right? Let's say that I'm in London, in the middle of downtown London. So There is no Tichla Regel Menashok. Wait, London is how many hours ahead of... Oh, yeah, 1 second.
5 to the East Coast, I think.
Wait, New York is... It's 5 hours ahead, right?
Yeah, the East Coast.
Yeah, so let's say it's 5 hours ahead. So let's say my wife would light at 6 p.m. New York time, which is 11 p.m. in England. But I am currently... My apartment that I'm renting, or my hotel room that I'm renting, is downtown London. And therefore, there are people everywhere. So then, as long as you light then, presumably you'd be fine. Right, because it's not about the time zone. It's specifically about our Zman and Chiyuv not overlapping. Right? So, so if you look here in Rav Rimon, right, he says, if you're traveling by plane, so ideal, light before you leave. If you can't light before you leave, Bizman, if, as long as it's after Plag, then light long candles. Right? And that also works. Just like you do on Shabbos, right before Shabbos. He says, if you're going to get home at any point during the day, while it's still Zman, or so let's say I'm taking a three-hour flight, I'm going to get back at midnight, but I live in downtown Manhattan, I live in midtown Manhattan, so then light when I get home. If my family is at home, then what?
Have them light for you.
If I can't, so get a shliach. But if I can't do any of those, right? So again, there's this problem. But then you have to ask the question again of the time zone. And as I saw here, oh, here it is. Hefre Shaot ben Madlig Jeshabene ben Mishpacha. What's the halacha? So he says, so again, he says that if it's on the bayit, presumably it doesn't matter. And that's the position of Shlomo Zalman Orbach. As we already saw, it's also the position of Nissim Karelitz, that there's no problem. However, Rabbi Yashiv, Minchas Yitzchak, and Rabbi Sion Abba Shaul all paskin that the time zone issue does create problems, and therefore you can't have someone light for you if you can't have someone light for you if. Different time zone. Now, I realize we actually finished Makarot because I realized that 26, 27 are about the electricity question, which we already did. Okay, good. So that is the summary then of these issues. There are, we have one more share before.